Coming up on episode number 961, in honor of one of the founders of the band, Jane Wedelin, who is turning 55 on Monday, May 20th, let's do a Go-Go's cover story part two. First one was way back, episode 573, I think, if I remember correctly. Let's do another one, though, and we'll do a little bit of a mix between Jane and Belinda and all the Go-Go's. It is the Go-Go's cover story volume two, and it's coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo, come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It's Thursday, May 16th, 2013. My name is Brian Ibben. Welcome to another cover story edition of Coverville. Tonight, the music of the Go-Go's, Volume 2, in honor of Jane Wedelin's birthday, coming up on Monday. And let's start with a song that was co-written by Jane Wedelin very, very early on. I think, if not pre-Go-Go's, then certainly in the very beginning of the Go-Go's, she actually had a romantic relationship with Terry Hall of the Specials. And the two of them co-wrote this song. Actually, Terry Hall wrote the lyrics, sent them to her, kind of in response to their relationship or inspired by their relationship. And she turned around, recorded it with the Go-Go's, and then Terry Hall would later record his own version with Fun Boy 3. That song is Our Lips Are Sealed, and what better way to start a tribute to Jane Wedelin and the rest of the Go-Go's than with a stripped-down acoustic version of Our Lips Are Sealed, performed by Jane Wedelin herself. From an 80s hit strip CD from 2006, here's Jane Wedelin and Our Lips Are Sealed.
Shield, no secrets to reveal. It doesn't matter what they say. In the jealous games people play, our lips are sealed. There's a weapon that we must use in our defense. Silence, when you look at them, look right through them. That's when they'll disappear, that's when we'll be feared. It doesn't matter what they say. In the jealous games people play, our lips are sealed. Pay no mind to what they say. It doesn't matter anyway. Our lips are sealed. Shield, no secrets to reveal. It doesn't matter what they say. In the jealous games people play, our lips are sealed. Pay no mind to what they say. It doesn't matter anyway. Our lips are sealed.
Hush.
Hush,
my darling,
I'm to see you.
Natalia Seco from her album, her self-titled album from 2004, with a cover of the Go-Go's Head Over Heels. Great cover there. Rocks it out. Before that, you heard Jane Wiedlin with a cover of the Velvet Underground from a tribute to Velvet Underground from 2010 called American Velvet. That is her version of Foggy Notion. By the way, that is a great tribute album. There is a Jonathan Richmond cover at the end that is as much a tribute about the band as it is to the band, which is really, really good. If you know Jonathan Richmond, then it's probably no surprise. We start off the set with an acoustic stripped-down version of Our Lips Are Sealed, originally by Jane Wiedlin and the Go-Go's, well, by the Go-Go's, co-written by Terry Hall from The Specials, about a relationship between the two of them. That version you'll find on an album called 80s Hits Stripped from 2006, which, as you might guess from that song and the name of the album, features a bunch of different 80s songs reperformed in acoustic versions by the original performers. Really, really cool, actually. Kind of along the same lines as those Unplugged albums that MTV did for a while, and easily as good as the best things from those albums. So that is called 80s Hits Stripped. Coverville today, the first half anyway, is brought to you by Think Geek, stuff for smart masses. Here's what I want you to do. Drop everything you're doing right now. Don't do anything else but listen to the sound of my voice. Go to coverville.com to the right side of the page and click the link for Think Geek. Well, I don't want you to drop everything, really. But the next time you're thinking about picking up some cool geeky items, that is exactly what I want you to do. I want you to go over to Coverville and remember that I've got a link right there on the side, right there just for you to use. And a big sale going on right now, big spring sale going on over at ThinkGeek.com. Here's the thing that I saw in here that I think I have to pick up for myself. The Skeletrix Star Wars racetracks. All right, now, I'm a child of the 70s and 80s, right? I grew up, spent my formative years in the 70s and the 80s. So I do remember slot car tracks. You know, they're these plastic tracks you lay down, and there's a little channel, a pair of channels down the length of the tracks, and you use these cars that have these electronic bottoms to them, bases, and like part of them fits in that slot so that you use a little gun kind of thing, and you control their speed and make them steer around, and if you go too fast, they fly off the track, but you can make them change lanes. You know what I'm talking about, right? Well, they've got a couple of them available as part of this sale on ThinkGeek. One of them is the Battle of the Death Star. The other one is the Battle of Endor. I'm sorry, Death Star Attack and Battle of Endor. And they're racetracks with little X-Wing fighters and TIE fighters that go around cutouts of the Death Star and of the trees in Endor. I mean, really, really cool looking stuff. Both of them available at ThinkGeek and marked down from nearly $150, marked down 73%, all the way down to $39.99, just for a limited time. Make sure you go pick one of these up, especially if you are if you've got that nostalgic yearning for those things from the 70s, those things you enjoyed from the 70s and 80s slot car tracks. It's just one of the thousands of things that's available from ThinkGeek.com, stuff for smart masses. Remember to use that link over there on the right side of Coverville. All right, how about a set of three songs, complete covers of the Go-Go's? Not covers of Velvet Underground, not covers of somebody else. No, all three of the next songs, covers of the Go-Go's, starting with a cover of Vacation, this one by the punk band MXPX from their 2009 album, On the Cover 2. Here is Vacation.
I wish I'd stay. Tomorrow's a day on my neck.
The Pinehurst Kids with their cover of How Much More. That one comes from a 1999 tribute to the Go-Go's called Unsealed. Pretty hit or miss collection. A few good tracks on there and then some real dogs. But it has to be heard to be believed. Pinehurst Kids and their cover of How Much More. That is one of the hits on there. One of my favorite tracks on there. Can't Stop the World was the track right before that, performed by Ginger Sling for the soundtrack to the film Sky High from 2005. And MXPX started us off with a cover of Vacation from their 2009 album On the Cover, Volume 2. And I hope I see another. Hope there's going to be a Volume 3 of that series from MXPX, because I love their versions. Their covers are great. Boy, let's just get right into the last set of music here. This one comes from an import greatest hits collection of Belinda Carlisle songs called Belinda Carlisle The Singles Collection. I just looked on Amazon and I can't find it on there, so it has to be either a UK import or maybe a German or Japanese import. Really good cover here by a song that was written by poet Shel Silverstein and covered most famously, recorded most famously, by Dr. Hook. It is The Ballad of Lucy Jordan. Here's Belinda Carlisle. Thank you.
to remember him, lying in the garden singing, right where he'll always be. The door is always open, and this is the place that I loved him, and these are the friends that he had. Long may the mountain ring to the
I
Belinda Carlisle covering the Sex Pistols with little help from a band called Radiator. That one is Submission, and you'll find it on the 1997 album Come Again, Essential Interpretations. And you can either get a one-disc or a two-disc set. I'm not sure what it leaves off for the one-disc set, but obviously you want to go for more, right? Quantity, not quality. Go for more. Belinda Carlisle, right before that, from her import, A Woman and a Man, which a cover of He Goes On by Crowded House. And then The Ballad of Lucy Jordan, which I misspoke. I said probably most famously covered by Dr. Hook. No, he's the first one to actually record it as a song. But Marianne Faithfull had the biggest released version of that song by far. So Shel Silverstein, Dr. Hook, Marianne Faithfull, and finally Belinda Carlisle. You'll find that one on an import album called Belinda Carlisle, the Singles Collection, which has that cover, and even some of the French stuff that she's been releasing lately. She's been getting into stuff like La Vie en Rose and stuff like that. A lot of great covers you'll find on that Singles Collection import, if you can track it down. But, wow, that was quick. That is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. Email me at requests@coverville.com if you have something you want to hear on the show. I got an Indie Hodgepodge show coming up next week, so stay tuned for that. That'll be on Tuesday. If you want to call into the show, that number is 1-877-7-COVER-9. That's 1-877-7-COVER-9. And of course, you can visit coverville.com for everything else you want. And you need, with relation to cover songs anyway, check it out over there at coverville.com. Like I said, we'll be back next week with an Indie Hodgepodge show. That'll be on Tuesday, so stick around for that. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where you'll hear podcasts so good, they've got the beat.
Audio program so good, it's like you're there!